It is September 4th, Sunday, 2011, and just got back from a run and thinking about doing my audio boo and decided to kind of reflect on the audio boo experience. It's been rather easy to do one every day. It's not very taxing to do 5 minute reflection or a or less. But what I was really thinking today is why am I doing this, or why do we do any of what we do with blogs and Facebook and Twitter, etc.? I mean, there are plenty of reasons, but I was reflecting on one of the reasons that Cory Doctorow in an interview once said about why one reason why he shares a blog, Boing Boing, which is to collect things so that he remembers them, has them later on. And certainly I think that is probably the foremost reason why I'm doing the audio boo, to collect. And in fact, today on my run, I decided that I would go back and put titles into all the audio boos done so far, so that I'd be able to zoom in and get information and ideas that I had tacked on there. I hadn't really thought about an audience being part of this, and it seems like already somebody's listening, Joe Chocolate. So thanks for listening in, Joe, and your comments. And, you know, I knew that this would have that access and transparency, and you know, that's just part of doing this type of reflection. And I'll decide at some point whether I want to include this on my blog or not. But as far as just keeping things so that you don't lose them, boy, did I just experience that yesterday in doing some writing. I was looking up stairs in the attic and came across some old tapes of music that I had made, and I haven't really been playing my guitar or writing songs for about 20 years until recently, when one of my old band members got me back into it for a reunion show of one of our bands, and so now I'm writing again and trying to learn all the old songs that I forgot. And there, lo and behold, was the what I call the demo tape of just me recording on my little tape deck songs that I had put together for one of our early tapes, I guess. You can't really call it an album. Back in those days, we just made tapes. And it's been really difficult trying to learn some of these songs because the recordings that I have the other band members playing too, so I can hear what I'm doing on the guitar. And lo and behold, here is an early tape, 20-some years old probably, of just me on the guitar and singing, so I'm able to figure out the old parts. So yay for saving things and archiving and being able to call them up. And of course, digitally is so much better than having it on this big audio cassette tape and having to find a tape deck recorder, tape deck player, which I couldn't even do for a few days, and finally got a hold of one, and then I can't get this onto my iPod easily because I don't really have the whereabouts to do that, to plug in the tape deck. So we're moving from media to media throughout our lives, and everything we think we're going to be able to save for a long time is going to be either needs to be upgraded or will be antiquated. And of course, working in the cloud with something like Audio Boo makes it easy to just pull up. And so that's why I'm adding titles to my Audio Boos.